It costs nothing to be kind. In fact, it actually pays. By donating plasma at BioLife Plasma Services, your kindness enables someone else to live more fully. And just imagine the difference you could make if you take the $900 you could earn in the first month and donate it to your favorite charity. Or support your local food bank. BioLife. There's purpose in your plasma. Check out our new Houston North location opening March 18th. Or visit BioLifePlasma.com to learn more about donating plasma. Si habla español.
Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
We don't do it very often here on the Salcedo Storm podcast, but we have been known to give some weekend content. And this audience, my beloved Salcedo Storm audience, deserves it. So some bonus content for you. And I'm going to tell you a story, all right? Gather the kids around, because this isn't a transvestite story hour. This is actually, conservative story hour. It's appropriate. And it's good news. This is from the Texas Scorecard. Texas Supreme Court dismisses lawsuit against pro-life activist. More than 2 years after being sued by several abortion advocacy groups for defamation, Mark Lee Dixon and Right to Life of East Texas have been cleared of wrongdoing by the Supreme Court of Texas. Mark Lee Dixon is the director of Right to Life of East Texas and founder of the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn movement, which has successfully lobbied to outlaw abortion in 65 cities in Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Nebraska, Ohio, and Iowa. In June of 2020, he was sued by the Lilith Fund for Reproductive Equity, whatever that is, the IFIA Center, and the Texas Equal Access Fund. He called them criminal organizations that murder innocent unborn children. So they sued him to shut him up. In its unanimous ruling, which was written by Justice Jane Bland, the Supreme Court of Texas stated that, quote, the challenged statements are protected opinion about abortion law made in pursuit of changing that law, placing them at the heart of protected speech under the United States and Texas Constitution. The court noted that Dixon did not urge or threaten violence, nor did he misrepresent the underlying conduct in expressing his opinion about it. So basically what the Texas Supreme Court reaffirmed is we have a right to have an opinion about what abortion is. Many of us believe it is murder. Many of us believe it is criminal. Many of us believe the butcher shops that are in charge of this unfettered access and slaughtering of babies in the womb are criminal organizations. Now, there was something else that I didn't know. It is the name of one of these organizations, and Mr. Dixon, in speaking to the Texas Scorecard, said, I'm thankful that the Lilith Fund, who shares a name with a demon that preys on women and children, lost their case before the Supreme Court of Texas. I hope that the Lilith Fund and every demon in Texas gets out of the baby murdering business entirely, he told Texas Scorecard. So that's a conservative who's using his right of expression under the Constitution and using it well, in my opinion. And I'm sorry that there are left-wingers out there who are butthurt over this. But hey, if simply because left-wingers want to put the best face on killing babies in the womb, doesn't mean we have to. Doesn't mean we should. Now, we're going to talk to Mr. Dixon coming up here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And immediately after that, we're going to be talking to Matthew Whitaker, the former acting attorney general of the United States under President Trump, both about these cases and about what's happening in the Department of Injustice and the FBI. What you all need to know is that the Department of Injustice and the FBI, they are targeting people of faith. They are targeting individuals who are conservatives and right-leaning. and they are leaving blameless left-wingers who are out there attacking us. This is wrong. It is immoral. It is illegal. And it's what happens when you put Democrats, frankly, in charge. So that is all coming up. Don't go anywhere. It is special Saturday, Sunday content, exclusive weekend content on the Salcedo Storm podcast. And this is the podcast you should be sharing with your friends and family. They need to know exactly what our taxpayer dollars are funding. They're actually funding individuals in a left-wing government to attack us. Again, wrong, immoral, and I believe illegal. It's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
All right, folks, let's welcome on our guest, Mark Lee Dixon. He is the director of Right to Life of East Texas, the founder of the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn movement, which has successfully lobbied to outlaw abortion in 65 cities in Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Nebraska, Ohio, and Iowa. Mr. Dixon, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Great to be here.
All right, let's talk about what you just endured and what you came out the other side smelling like roses accomplishing. In June of 2020, you were sued by the Lilith Fund for Reproductive Equity, whatever that is, and the IFEA Center and the Texas Equal Access Fund for calling them criminal organizations that murder innocent unborn children. What was the basis of the lawsuit?
Well, they took issue with that. They didn't like being called criminal organizations. They didn't like the fact that I called them out for murdering innocent children made in the image of God.
Was it a defamation thing? Did they go defamation?
Absolutely. So they said that these statements were defamatory. They asked me to recant, and I said, I can't recant.
Yeah, and you know what? I was reading your article in the Texas Scorecard, and you mentioned that Lilith is the name not only of a famous character on Frasier, who was his wife, and from Cheers, but Lilith was also a figure in mythology, yes?
Correct, a demon that preyed on women and children.
Well, that explains an awful lot why the left would want to adopt that. So, folks, you could probably guess the reason why we are so lighthearted about this is that these lawsuits designed to silence Mr. Dixon, they were unsuccessful. In fact, let me read the unanimous ruling, which was written by Justice Jane Bland. The Supreme Court of Texas stated that, quote, the challenged statements are protected opinion about abortion law made in pursuit of changing that law, placing them at the heart of protected speech under the United States, Texas and the United States, Texas constitutions. The United States and Texas constitutions. Let me get that right. So that was a great ruling that vindicated you. But I think it speaks to the larger issue that these leftists can't defend their actions anymore. So they're just trying to shut us up.
Absolutely.
And what do you think about that?
Yeah, these groups, they want so badly to not be called murderers. But that is what abortion is. Abortion is the killing of an innocent child. And I wasn't just saying that abortion is murder in the sense of, you know, abortion is like murder. I was saying abortion literally is the taking of an innocent life. It is murder. And under the pre-Roe v. Wade statutes, they were in violation of the crime of abortion. And because they were in violation of the crime of abortion, they rightfully were criminal organizations then, and they're criminal organizations now.
Now, what do you think, by the way, folks, let me remind you who we're talking to. Mark Lee Dixon, he's the director of Right to Life of East Texas and the founder of the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn movement. You know, the left, as we said, they want to shut us up because they are incapable of debate anymore. But I think it bears pointing out, because you mentioned the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The overturning of Roe v. Wade did not outlaw abortion. It returned the debate to the states, because we were disallowed from having this debate back in 1973. What do you think? Do you think the other side is just incapable of debating people like you and people like me?
Absolutely. I think that they for so long they have believed their lies that abortion is healthcare, and when they hear us saying that it is anything but healthcare, they just shut down completely.
Yeah, you know, if anything, the taking of a human life, the ending of a baby's life, is the opposite of healthcare. As a matter of fact, that is the exact polar opposite of what healthcare is all about. Let me give you a couple of headlines and get you to react to them, because the Department of Justice, now you've been vindicated by the Texas Supreme Court, which means Beijing Biden's Department of Justice is probably salivating to come after you too. I just want you to be ready for that. But this DOJ has announced charges against 34 individuals for allegedly blocking access to or vandalizing abortion clinics. And I have to point out that there was a Catholic man by the name of Mark Houck that they leveled these accusations against, the application called of this law called the FACE Act, or I call it the In Your Face Act, right? And all Mr. Houck did was, when one of these crazy left-wing abortionists tried to push around his 12-year-old son, he pushed back to defend his son, and that's why Biden went to his home with his Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI with firearms and brandishing firearms and long guns at this family of seven, okay? So, and by the way, that case was dismissed. It took the jury 1 hour to say that the federal government was full of garbage, and they dismissed the case. But again, conversely, while they're persecuting pro-life individuals, the Biden administration is looking the other way on 81 reported attacks on pro-life pregnancy women's centers and 130 attacks on Catholic churches, only announcing two prosecutions in those cases. What is your take on how the federal government is regarding those who are standing up for life and people of faith?
Well, it is clear that this government is targeting pro-lifers, that they're watching us, and they're going out of their way to try to catch us in violation of the FACE Act. I'm over here in the Commonwealth of Virginia right now, in Bristol, Tennessee. I'm Bristol, Virginia. And here in Bristol, Virginia, there was an abortion facility that moved from Bristol, Tennessee to Bristol, Virginia, right across the border. And there's been a lot of stuff going on outside that abortion facility. Well, yesterday, the FBI was there watching everyone on the sidewalk just to see if they were in violation of the FACE Act. And all that's going on while we have, over in Bellevue, Nebraska, we just completed a signature petition drive to try to shut down an abortion facility in Bellevue, Nebraska. And a few months ago, we had a note left on the door of a campus ministry at University of Nebraska Omaha campus. And that note said, if the ordinance passes in Bellevue to outlaw abortion, they will shoot up the campus center, signed Jane's Revenge. They left a similar note out on a church door saying, if this passes in Bellevue, we will shoot up the church, signed Jane's Revenge. And then just a couple of weekends ago, we had a volunteer from Texas door knocking in a neighborhood. A car drives by and says, if I see you in this neighborhood again, I will shoot you. And what has the FBI done? Has there been any arrests in those situations? None. And we're tired of it. This is intimidating people. They don't want to sign petitions. They don't want to get involved in initiatives because they don't want their church to be shot up. They don't want their school to be shot up, and they don't want their homes to be shot up.
Good grief. That is, it's chilling. Just when you think, folks, it's bad, it gets worse. Mark Lee Dixon is our guest right now. He's the director of Right to Life East Texas and the founder of the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn movement. Biden's government, do you think it's anti-Catholic and anti-Christian?
Absolutely. It's anti-Catholic. It's anti-Christian. It's anti-life. It's pro-demon. This is the most pro-abortion administration, I think, in the history of America.
I'm going to have to be forced to agree with you. And this man parades around, this Beijing Biden character, parades around as some sort of practicing Catholic. And I, as your liberty-loving Latino, can attest he is not. Folks, Mark Lee Dixon, director of Right to Life of East Texas. Where can folks go if they want to follow your work, support your work? Where can they go?
SanctuaryCitiesForTheUnborn.com. They can see the updates of how things are going with the initiative. And we want to see this in every city in America, every county in America. And so even in places that have outlawed abortion, there's still work to be done because we need to make sure that we don't go backwards. And if something does happen at the state level, we need those local protections because local government really is the, I always tell people it's the strongest government outside of the local church and God himself. So,
well, you're doing God's work on earth, my friend. I really appreciate the time you've carved out for the Salcedo Storm podcast. God's blessings.
Thank you.
All right. I want to expand on this conversation with a headline that came out this week. This corrupt anti-American Department of Injustice has sent out a memo to saying, hey, it's permissible for Democrats and cops to sue President Trump over the January 6th riot. But we're not going to say whether or not President Trump was responsible for the riot. But if he is, it's okay to sue him. And I'm thinking to myself, I have never heard anything like this before. But I want to see what the legal premise is. And then were they very limited in their scope? And can we all now sue Obama and sue Biden and maybe sue Jimmy Carter's estate? I'm just curious. Let me bring in former acting attorney general under President Trump, Matthew Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker is at CPAC, everybody's got to know. So I'm looking forward to getting an update from him on what's happening there as well. Hey, welcome back.
Great to be with you. I'm always enjoy doing your show, both on the radio and on TV.
Thank you, sir. So about this, am I right? I can't remember a Department of Injustice ever ruling and putting on a memo saying, hey, Democrats and cops can sue. Go for it. I mean, what is this and what premise are they issuing this?
You know, I mean, essentially it is a green flag to, you know, inundate the former president with most likely claims that aren't going to be successful. You know, this is, I just have never, to your point, Chris, I've never seen the Department of Justice and the federal government writ large kind of lay down arms and say, we're not going to defend our interests. And we're not going to defend the former president from claims, like to your point, that, you know, most likely he's not responsible for.
Right. We have him on tape asking for a peaceful protest. I mean, every lawsuit that he's going to, that is going to be brought is going to be dismissed playing that one soundbite, as far as I'm concerned, from any fair-minded jury. But I guess I think to your point, what they're trying to do is to plant the seed, say, everybody sue Trump. Go sue Trump. Now, can those of us in the conservative movement use this ruling in some legal manner to go after Obama, to go after Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden arguably is responsible for the deaths of 110,000 people for fentanyl overdoses because of his border policies. I mean, there are all manner of things that we can go after, not just former presidents, but every elected Democrat in every elected position in this country. Has the DOJ opened up a Pandora's box here?
Well, probably not, Chris. I haven't read the memo specifically, but that's, since we're friends, that's not going to prevent me from wildly speculating about its contents. I don't think it. I don't think it opens the door to other claims. I think it does. You know, remember, I was just talking with somebody here at CPAC and reminding them that, you know, George Washington, when he was president, was very concerned about the precedent he was setting and every action he took. And, you know, in this case, and, you know, Joe Biden is, as president, is taking an action that's going to set a precedent. And, you know, it again, it is you know, you talk about somebody that is destroying the norms and conventions of the presidency. Joe Biden's doing more destruction than any other president, certainly in my lifetime, and this is an example of it.
A man we call the Puke, the man who's pretending to be Attorney General of the United States, doing your former job, Merrick Garland, the failed Supreme Court nominee. He is using this idea of prosecutorial discretion as an excuse to basically target Democrats' opponents, political opponents, mm-hmm. and also allow leftists to get away with breaking the law. I'm going to play two sound bites for you. And this is from the Salcedo Storm podcast. The first soundbite is, well, they're both from Mark Lee Dixon. Here's a guy who's implementing banning of abortion in municipalities all over the country in several states, right? So here he is saying that Merrick Garland and Beijing Biden's FBI is targeting pro-lifers, is deploying their assets to stop potential violations of the In Your Face Act. So listen to Mark Lee Dixon describe what he's seeing all over the country. Listen to this.
They're watching us, and they're going out of their way to try to catch us in violation of the FACE Act. Here in Bristol, Virginia, there was an abortion facility that moved from Bristol, Tennessee to Bristol, Virginia, right across the border. And there's been a lot of stuff going on outside that abortion facility. Well, yesterday, the FBI was there watching everyone on the sidewalk just to see if they were in violation of the FACE Act.
Now, you've got that example. And then listen to another example that his pro-life folks are reporting on. This is Mark Lee Dixon.
It was actually last weekend. We had a volunteer from Texas door knocking in a neighborhood. A car drives by and says, if I see you in this neighborhood again, I will shoot you. And what has the FBI done? Has there been any arrests in those situations? None. And we're tired of it.
A.G. Whitaker, I think we're all tired of it, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it's another example. I mean, it's, you know, it's a different example. And the AG this week, while he was up on in the Senate answering questions from the Judiciary Committee, addressed this incorrectly. I don't think he was telling the truth. But, you know, there is a two-tier system of justice. If you are pro-abortion, you can do just about anything, including firebomb pregnancy crisis centers with impunity. But at the same time, you see the scrutiny placed on our friends in the pro-life movement who are just trying to save, you know, every child they possibly can. I just think, you know, when you're using the tools of the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to target one type of political speech and not another, I think it's gross. And, don't get me started on the protests and the threatening nature of these protests outside of Supreme Court justices' houses. I mean, it's just this Department of Justice is ideological. It is lockstep with the Biden administration in doing exactly what Joe Biden wants them to do, which is to harass, threaten, and prosecute pro-life people and, you know, and support and encourage the abortion enthusiasts.
Well, you took me right where I wanted to go. The former acting attorney general of the United States, folks, Matthew Whitaker, our guest, his name is Senator Ted Cruz, who knows the Constitution apparently far better than anybody in Merrick Garland's Department of Injustice. Here is Ted Cruz grilling the Puke, the guy who's pretending to be Attorney General, the failed Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland, about a statute, a federal statute, that prohibits protesters from showing up at court members' homes in an effort to threaten and intimidate them. And Ted Cruz is asking a very simple question: how many people of all those protesters have you brought up on charges for a violation of that federal law? And listen to this exchange.
I sent 70 United States Marshals.
Let me try again. Has the Department of Justice brought even a single case under this statute? It's a yes, no question. It's not a give a speech on the other things you did.
The job of the United States Marshals is to defend the lives
of the... So the answer is no.
...is to defend the lives of the justices, and that's their number one priority. They have...
Why are you unwilling to say no? The answer is no. You know it's no. I know it's no. Everyone in this hearing room knows it's no. You're not willing to answer a question. Have you brought a case under this statute, yes or no?
As far as I know, we haven't, and what we have done is defended the lives of the justices with over 70 U.S. Marshals.
How do you decide?
And the next question is, how do you decide which laws you're going to enforce and which ones you're not? A.G. Whitaker, this man is weak, he's feckless, he's crooked, he has no explanations for his injustice department, and it's just glowingly apparent to me. What about you?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, again, they're using prosecutorial discretion, just like they learned from, you know, the Obama administration, which is the phone and the pen, and that's how they're going to administer justice. They're going to do it on an ideological basis. They're going to do it, you know, he always says, not without fear or favor. You know, quite frankly, it is nothing but favor to their political ideology. So, I mean, every time he says that, he's just not telling the truth, because they are using their discretion as prosecutors not to enforce the law, not to stand for the rule of law, but to, quite frankly, advance their cause.
Now, to take us full circle, let me ask you your legal opinion, because you've got this man, Merrick Garland, who targeted parents who showed up at school board meetings and labeled them terrorists, as did his FBI. And then we come to find out that his son-in-law and his daughter, they push critical race theory, the Hate Whitey program. Does Merrick Garland, in your legal opinion, does he have any legal exposure here because of how he's conducting himself in his office? I mean, it could somebody who is maybe going to use his ruling about suing President Trump, could we apply it to him and go after him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen this memo. I think that, you know, the incompetence at the job did not necessarily give rise to lawsuits. And there's some immunity doctrines that we'd have to look at. But, you know, this is where the accountability and the oversight that the Senate and the House must do has to be real. It has to have teeth. They have to, like, hook some, you know, budget items to these challenges and not give them the money to advance these purely political interests through the Department of Justice.
Amen.
I got about time for one more question, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, man.
I dip into another meeting.
No, that's cool. Look, and actually, I just want the last question was, how's CPAC going? Paint the picture for the folks, yeah, and then we'll get you on your way.
Well, it's a great vibe. The who's who of everybody is here. You know, we had really good energy yesterday. I sat down with Senator Tuberville for an interesting discussion for about 20 minutes about wokeism and what it's doing to our nation and our schools and even college football. And then, you know, we also, you know, I'm going to pop in here. We have some Italian delegation from the new government in Italy are here today. And there's just a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. The crowds are going to build. And then, of course, President Trump is speaking on Saturday, late afternoon. I'm enjoying it. It's great to be back together. Unfortunately, we have to do it in the state of Maryland, but you know what? This feels like an old CPAC.
right on. AG, Matthew Whitaker, sir, I appreciate your time as always. Thanks for carving out time for the Salcedo Storm podcast.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you. See you soon.
That's going to do it for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Special weekend edition, folks. Do me a favor. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. And ChrisSalcedo.com. Now, at Texas Scorecard, you can find all the great stories, like the one that inspired half of this podcast. You'll find those stories likely there first. So check it out. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com to keep up with the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. So on radio, talk radio, and on television. And praise God, those outlets will be expanding in good time as well. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, we don't measure it by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
AT&T Fiber presents a straightforward moment inspired by straightforward pricing.
And now we just cube the pancetta.
So what's on the menu tonight?
This carbonara I found online. It's fire. You're going to love it, Mom.
I hope you hold on to this AT&T fiber, son. It's nice.
Yeah, you should settle down now that you're a good gillionaire.
Oh, I am. I finally found the one internet I've been looking for my whole life.
So, no more one-year stands?
Nah, I'm done with all that. With AT&T Fiber, there's no price increase at 12 months.
What about equipment fees?
Nope.
Those were never any good for you.
Exactly. But now, everything's completely straightforward.
Well, in the spirit of being straightforward, I never liked any of your old ones.
Me neither. Blah.
Y'all never told me that.
But we're being straightforward now, which feels good, yeah?
Yeah. Now let's get straightforward about that girl he's been seeing.
Straightforward is better. No equipment fees, no data caps, no price increase at 12 months. Live like a Gagillionaire with AT&T Fiber. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
In the drawing room, a group of suspects gathered. The detective has solved the mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the butler did it.
You'll never catch me.
The butler darted to his getaway car. But what he didn't know is this is a Nissan sales event ad.
Wait, what?
And his car is no match for the detective's Nissan Rogue or its standard VC turbo engine. Save on one of your own at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event.
Now get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models. Availability is limited. For well-qualified buyers, 0% APR financing for 36 months available on new 2023 Altima, Rogue, and Pathfinder when financed through NMAC. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. 36 months financing at $27.78 per month per thousand financed. Actual down payment may vary, subject to residency restrictions and NMAC credit approval. Not all buyers qualify. Dealer contribution may affect actual price set by dealer. Contact dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/23.